of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very good, warm welcome to you all. And as we meet this morning to worship together on this our patronal festival, in the midst of the Heritage Open weekend, we come no doubt with a plethora of emotions amongst us. Gratitude for this beautiful building and for those who've gone before us in the life and worship of this place. Marvelling at all the history of this ancient building and community. And of course, thanks to those who have worked so hard to share it all with others this weekend. But also there are no doubt thoughts of the events of recent days, hours almost, as the nation mourns the loss of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth and prays for King Charles. There will be a space in the service to reflect and pray on the events of the last few days. And there are prayers on the sheet and the prayer station for your own private prayers if you wish to use them. There is also a helpful message from Matthew on the e-newsletter telling of hopes for a service and vigil closer to Her Majesty's funeral.
We have done what was wrong in the Lord's sight and chosen what displeased him. Yet as a mother comforts her child, so shall the Lord himself comfort us. So let us come to him who knows our every deed and thought. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, grant you pardon and forgiveness of all your sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and strength of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
frame. Almighty and everlasting God, who stooped to raise fallen humanity through the childbearing of Blessed Mary, grant that we who have seen your glory revealed in our human nature and your love made perfect in our weakness may daily be renewed in your image and conformed to the pattern of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Micah. Now you are walled around with a wall. Siege is laid against us. With a rod they strike the ruler of Israel upon the cheek. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore we shall give them up until the time when she who is in labour has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Alleluia, Alleluia. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to this disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. This is the gospel of the Lord.
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Just last Sunday, I was chatting with Rosemary about this weekend and how busy the church might be, with Heritage Days and Patronal Festival being held over the same weekend. In our conversation, our thoughts came to this morning, as I didn't know where to focus my thoughts as I juggled the readings and Heritage and Mary. Rosemary's final comment was, "Whatever you do, don't forget Mary." So, being given that instruction, I have called today's words, "Don't Forget Mary," a good instruction for us all as we gather to commemorate and celebrate our patron saint. In order to even consider forgetting anyone, we must begin by knowing them. Mary is no different. We must first know her and understand a little more about why she is so revered and why she has an important role in the church and the world. Since that conversation last week, the word of Mary's song of praise, the Magnificat, has shaped my thinking, and I want to focus on those words as we explore the importance of Mary. How often do you look at the statue here to my right? Do you consider her when you're lighting a candle? Is it often easy to walk by Mary and not take in her beauty? Art has allowed us to assume just that she was beautiful, also humble, modest, demure and young. But inside that soft shell, I think there was a more powerful, extraordinary woman who was willing to say yes to God. The opening words of the Magnificat recall her joy at God choosing her to be the mother of Jesus. And she sings most beautifully, "My soul magnifies the Lord." To magnify something is to make things look bigger. And perhaps this isn't such a bad place to start. When Mary sings the Magnificat, she wants to make God look bigger, to draw our attention to his greatness. We cannot make God bigger. We cannot make God more than he is. So why does Mary choose this word? Maybe it's that when we truly praise someone, we make them bigger in the sense of giving them more room. We step back and put our own thoughts and goals and plans aside. Mary's yes to God wasn't just a passive acceptance of God's will, but an active participation in his plan. Then Mary says, "He that is mighty has magnified me." As she gives room to God, God makes her greater. We cannot see God and Mary as opposed to each other, more God, less Mary. But when Mary gives room to God, God gives room to her, and her humanity blossoms into its fullest glory. So there's one reason not to forget Mary. She said yes to God by making God great. She made him greater. Secondly, I don't want us to forget about Mary because what she will do for us in the future. The second line I want to consider here is, "From this day all generations shall call me blessed." Maybe here's Mary's hope for the future, that she might be remembered for her part in God's plan for salvation. Today, as we know, is the final day of our Heritage Weekend, and a chance to learn about and say thank you to all those who have stood here where I am, or sat where you are for nearly 900 years. St. Mary's has witnessed comings and goings, trials and tribulations, happy and sad times, no more than today. St. Mary's, the church and its community will be here after we have all gone too. But Mary will always have a place here. She will be revered and remembered by future generations. Mary represents the humble, the outcast, the marginalised of her society. But in a way, her saying yes to God, she elevated herself to be part of God's salvation. She was a young woman, fearful and alone with a child. And this would not have been an easy thing to bear in first century Palestine. But Mary chose not to be silent, but to say yes to God, to cooperate with his plan out of love for him. Her legacy of God's promise being made real in Jesus Christ, our Saviour, is a gift to us now and for future generations. So my two reasons not to forget Mary. Firstly, she said yes to God, and by doing so made him great. In what way is God calling you in this place to say yes to him? Secondly, she knew that saying yes to God would allow her to be remembered by him through Jesus, her son, for future generations. So on this, our Heritage Day, how can we leave a legacy today for tomorrow? My initial thoughts were centred on the birth story of Jesus, but our Gospel for today focuses on Mary's role at the end of Jesus' earthly life. at the foot of the cross. Jesus hands his mother over to the care of the disciple that he loved. She, as a mother, could do no more for her son, but he needed to know that she would be looked after in her older years. Mary has gone full circle, plucked by God from obscurity as a young woman to be the bearer of God's son. And now, just as he gives up his life for the world, she is placed back into the earthly care of the disciple. Mary is so essential to the birth, life, and death of Jesus Christ, it would be unimaginable if we were ever to forget her. I could finish there, but of course I want to acknowledge today that there is, of course, another lady for whom our prayers and thanks are offered. Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth II has left a very profound, lasting legacy for this country, the Commonwealth, and to millions of people across the world. Like Mary, the mother of Jesus, Elizabeth Alexandra Mary was just a young woman when she too said yes, and her life changed forever, a promise which would last her for 70 years. Her unwavering personal commitment, devoted service, and steadfast faith in God should remain as an example to us all. We have much to give thanks for, to remember, and to mourn. And as the world moves forward in this historic change, we give thanks for all that has been and all that will be. So today, on this historic day in our time, we pray that the example of witness, humility, love and courage of Mary, our patron, and Queen Elizabeth II, of blessed and glorious memory, are a legacy and an example to us all. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon her. May she rest in peace and rise in glory. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father,
God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through whom all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified and Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge your baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray together. Please sit or kneel. As we mourn the death of Elizabeth our Queen, let us give thanks to God in faith and trust. For the gift of Christ Jesus, and for all whose devotion to him has sustained the life of our church and nation, let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For Her late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, and all the royal family, for the ministers of the crown, and all who bear the privilege of burden of government, let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For all people touched by Queen Elizabeth's devotion to public service, let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
On this patronal festival, with thankful hearts, we also remember today Mary, the mother of Jesus, whose faith, courage, and obedience shine as an example to us all. May her life be reflected in our lives. A life which was not easy. A life where she experienced great joy and great sorrow. A life where she knew rejection by her community and yet received visitations from angels and kings. A life where she knew exile from her country, yet was the mother who nurtured our Lord and held her family together. A life where she experienced miracles, yet watched her son die in agony on a cross. Above all, she gave of herself. May her commitment be our commitment. Her courage, by your grace, be ours. And her love of our Lord be our template now and always. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for your church throughout the world, and this morning we give thanks and pray for the Church of Bangladesh and all who worship and serve you there. In our own church of St. Mary at Whitkirk, we ask for your blessing on our patronal festival, and give thanks for all our church members who organised and took part in our Heritage Open Days, which come to a close this afternoon. May all who visited our church know your presence in this place. And we ask for your blessing on Messy Church, which meets at 4 o'clock this afternoon. May the children feel welcome and valued as they discover the history of our church and the hundreds of years of worship which has taken place under this roof. In our local community, we pray for all who use our community centre and for those attending Pints of View to be held in the Brown Cow this Thursday. May new friendships be formed as they discuss life and faith. And may those who feel hesitant about joining in find the courage to go along. We ask for your blessing on the Home Communion team as this week they prepare to take your Holy Communion to those of our congregation who are housebound. And this morning our prayers are asked for the Marine Conservation Society as they fight for cleaner shorelines and waters as God created them, to be enjoyed by us all, and a safer environment for marine life. We ask for your blessing, Lord, on their work. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Almighty God, the Father of all humanity, we offer up to you all areas of conflict. Turn, we pray, the hearts of all peoples and their rulers, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, peace may be established among the nations on the foundation of your justice, righteousness, and truth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we give thanks for our families, friends, and neighbours, praying this morning for all those who live in Kennerley Glen. May we always be aware of those who need our help or just a friendly word. May we be more ready to praise than criticise, more ready to unconditionally accept than to judge. And by the way we live, reflect your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Jesus, our healer, we pray to you for those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, remembering especially those who have asked for our prayers. Ginny Campomi, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Shane Simpson, Jeff Lidster, Lynn Perry, and Roger Guy, and those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mode. In a moment of silence, we hold them before you. May they trust always in your love and rest in your comfort and strength. Lord, in your mercy. Into your light and peace we commend those known to us who have recently died. Audrey Archer, Muriel Grimes, Sheila Toews, and Christine Driver. And from the year's mind, Les Roberts, Leonard Swan, and Brian Butcher. May they live with you forever in the joy of heaven. We pray for those who mourn and miss the company of loved ones, those who are brokenhearted, those who search in hope for loved ones who are missing. Comfort them in their distress. May they find in you a refuge. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, you provide for your people by your power and rule over them in love. Grant to your servant Charles, our King, the spirit of wisdom and discernment, that being devoted to you with his whole heart, he may so wisely govern, that in his time we may live in safety and in peace. Merciful Father, accept these prayers in the name of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called the Prince of Peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
So let's offer one another a sign of peace.
Thank you.
God, our Father, your handmaid Mary fed your Son at her virgin breast. Nourish us at this table with the bread of heaven and the cup of salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and good, our duty and our salvation, Almighty Father, ever-living God, to proclaim the wonders you have worked in all your saints, and on the feast of Mary, ever blessed, to echo her praise of your loving kindness. For you have truly done great things, and holy is your name, and your mercy is on those who fear you in every generation. When you looked with favor on your lowly servant, you remembered your promise of mercy, and gave the world through her your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Through him, the hosts of heaven adore you and rejoice in your presence forever. May our voices join with theirs in the triumphant hymn of praise. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and his blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Let us pray. God most high, whose handmaid bore the word made flesh, we thank you that in this sacrament of our redemption, you visit us with your Holy Spirit and overshadow us by your power. Strengthen us to walk with Mary the joyful path of obedience, and so to bring forth the fruits of holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Church, the King, the Commonwealth, and all humankind, peace and concord. And to us, and all his servants, this everlasting, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you, and remain with you always.
Amen.
Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen.